Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So, if you have a kid, this is your opportunity to call 916-909-1065 and tell us how cute or how funny they are without being obnoxious. 909-1065, because we want to know. It's going viral on TikTok, so we thought we'd do our own version of it. What is something that your kid mispronounced and you still call it that? 909-1065. Let's talk to Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
What is it that your son mispronounced?
So one morning we're walking around. I have to kind of preface this by saying this. I'm kind of a Chris Brown fan.
Oh.
So he's walking around for a few minutes and he's saying, "Oh, mommy, I want a Chris Brown. I want a Chris Brown." And I was trying to figure out for the longest time what he was talking about until he walks me over to the freezer and he pulls out hash browns.
Oh, that is funny.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for your phone call. Doug, good morning.
Hey.
So what did your kid mispronounce?
So I've got she's now 9, but when she was first learning to speak, she would drop the second syllable of everybody's name. And my now daughter, who is 20, she would call my 20-year-old, whose name is Emily, Mo. And that's one of her preferred names now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so cute.
I love that. That is so awesome. These are so funny. Janae, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, tell us what your kid mispronounced.
So when my daughter was younger, she could not figure out how to say pancakes, and she would call them panty cakes.
Panty cakes,
and we still say panty cakes.
Of course you do. Of course.
That's so amazing. We could do session after session of these because
oh my god, somebody texted and said that their kid used to say chunky cheese instead of Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my god, so many funny text messages, by the way.
Does your family have any?
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of them. Well, my father-in-law, when he was a kid, called shoes Hoonies for some reason, and he's in his 70s, and everybody in the family still calls them Hoonies. But my kid called sunscreen Scum Scream.
Okay.
So we all call it Scum Scream. When I was a kid, you know, when you go to like a natural history museum and you'd see the dioramas of like animals preserved and stuff like that? When I was a kid, I used to call that the Dead Zoo.
Oh,
and we still call it the Dead Zoo. This is great. We have a family, and my son knows one kid in the family whose name is Max, and he referred to all of them as the Maxes. So we called them the
whole
Maxes.
Family's the Maxes.
Yeah.
We used to have, well, we still call it cookies from the Bear Store, which are fortune cookies from Panda Express. But now all fortune cookies are called cookies from the Bear Store. If you get like sleep in your eyes, that's called eye wax.
Oh, eye wax is good.
And mommy beans.
What are those?
Edamame.
Mommy beans. Another text message. There's so many great text messages coming in. It's hard to keep them all straight. Somebody said, oh, I can't find it anymore. It was what they used to call yesterday. Do you remember what it was?
Yesterday was
Early tomorrow?
Early tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephanie on Facebook said the litter box is the glitter box.
Oh, the glitter box.
For
Rosio's, fabulous cats.
Yes. Rosio said her daughter didn't say bathing suits. She said bathing soup.
Oh, my sister-in-law used to call it baby soup.
Oh, baby soup.
I got my baby soup on.
Kayla said a tattoo was a hot chew. And they still say it to this day.
Cute.
One of my favorites on Facebook was Wendy said, my son used to say laster time instead of the other day.
Oh, laster time. I love that.
Isn't that so cute?
Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What did your son mispronounce?
He calls a triceratops a ceratopos, like a dinosaur that eats small plates.
Oh, a ceratopus!
That's so funny. Thanks for all the phone calls and texts for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.